Beginning today, those who catch a plane or land at the Portland International Jetport will have a chance to travel into space. Well, perhaps not literally, but by observing a meteorite exhibit on display from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum. Meteorite Division Chair Daryl Pitt tells Star 97.7 why it's more than worth a visit.
Meteorites are rare. The weight of every meteorite known to exist is less than the world's annual output of gold. Iron meteorites represent a few percent of all meteorites. A little bit more than a ton and a half of the moon is on Earth. That's it. That includes all the Apollo material. You would take all of that material and it would fit in the back of a pickup.
To date, experts have documented fewer than 700 confirmed lunar discoveries on Earth. Pitt says this particular meteorite resembles Edvard Munch's famous painting, The Scream, making it one of the rarest pieces of lunar rock on Earth. Starting this morning, travelers who head toward their gates at the Portland International Jetport will likely walk past one of the rarest sights on Earth, a unique meteorite known as the Scream for its resemblance to Edvard Munch's famous painting. It's just one of the pieces of space rock on display from the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum in Bethel. We asked Daryl Pitt, who coordinated the Fly Me to the Moon exhibit, why the Portland Jetport?
The security piece of the puzzle was really, really important, and that's why, unfortunately, it's in the gate area after TSA, because we needed to have cameras on it. Not only is it rare, but the material is very, very valuable. And it also seems to be kind of the perfect place, because having rocks that jet around the solar system at an airport where people are embarking to jet around, it seemed to be the right place.
Not planning to fly into or out of the Jetport? MMGM in Bethel is less than 70 miles from Portland and contains 17 interactive exhibits and more of the moon than all the natural history museums in the world combined. In less than 2 weeks, all eyes will be on the sky for the April 8th total solar eclipse. But did you know there's also an extraordinary display of all things space right here in Maine that you can visit year-round? Daryl Pitt is chair of the Meteorite Division of the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum in Bethel, and he says MMGM is world-class and more than worth a visit.
The museum is just regularly underestimated, and people are blown away when they come by to visit. There's so many great things there. There's more of the moon in the Maine Mineral and Gem Museum than all the natural history museums in the world combined. There's more of the moon in the museum than what NASA's Johnson Space Center has. It's just an extraordinary, extraordinary museum.
Why Bethel? Pitt says years ago, a gentleman gifted a piece of the area as a land trust and wanted to give the residents even more, so the museum was born. MMGM is open every day except Tuesdays and draws visitors and scientists from across the world. Beginning today, flyers who travel through the Portland International Jetport will have a chance to see a museum-level exhibit from Maine Mineral and Gem Museum's meteorite collection, including the second-largest piece of the moon on Earth, additional lunar meteorites, and pieces of Mars. Daryl Pitt, a New York City music executive who is among the world's preeminent meteorite dealers, tells Star 97.7 how he came across one unique piece at a trade show in Tucson. Unique because it evokes Edvard Munch's famous painting, The Scream.
When the guy who wanted to sell it to me showed us, he was celebrating the other side of it, because the other side has something called regmaglyphs, these tiny thumbprint-like indentations that are the result of it having burned through the atmosphere. And then he flipped it over, and I look at this, and I clearly saw two eyes and a gaping mouth, and I flipped it back over the other way again so that nobody else could see it. And the seller didn't recognize what he had.
For security reasons, the display is past the TSA checkpoint, but the museum plans to keep the exhibit on display for at least the next 5 years.